One part of Walker's bill would make it easier for Milwaukee kids to go to private schools. Another calls for the sale of state-owned power plants, and the Wisconsin Commerce Department will be transformed into a public-private entity this summer. Critics say they're worried about a trend towards privatization, but what would these actions mean for the state? UW-Madison professor Andrew Reshofsky says privatization isn't necessarily a good or bad thing. It depends on the job.
One needs to ask whether privatizing certain services can reduce costs. That's the first question. And then the second question is, what do you give up by having private delivery services as opposed to services provided by public employees?
One thing Reshofsky says might go is accountability. Private businesses aren't subject to the same reporting and monitoring requirements that public agencies are.
If we don't do that careful upfront work and insist upon monitoring, then there's a real danger that the public is left in the cold.
Reshofsky says it may make sense to privatize some jobs like janitorial services for cost-saving reasons, but he says other facilities like jails are better off staying public because there are so few options for private jail companies. Teresa Shipley, Wisconsin Public Radio.